KKFT. From the Keystone CPAs News Studios. Live and local, your new news with Greg Nift and Jerry Evans.
And it is 64 degrees right now. Mostly cloudy skies at Reno Tahoe International Airport. A very good Monday afternoon to you. I'm Greg Neff. It is our top local stories this hour. The lanes are open, but the cleanup continues along the UP tracks bordering I-80 near the USA Parkway. This after last week's 30-car train derailment. Directly ahead, what we know. An outgoing Nevada congressman makes his pick for his replacement. Directly ahead, who Mark Amadei is backing. And cooler weather coming. On the way, will we see any snow? These stories and more coming up on the news at noon, live and local from the Keystone CPA studio in downtown Reno. I'm Greg Neft, FM News Talk Time, 1206.
And I'm Jerry Evans, Monday News. Remembering the summer from hell in Douglas County and what's proposed to avoid another one, some Easter Sunday activities to take advantage of, Nevada's version of the SAVE Act, Rhinos Stick Together, endorsing rhinos. And Greg, John Potter did a remote broadcast this past Saturday at Brain Health Formulas at their new location there in Smith Ridge in Reno. I didn't get a chance to stop by until after 4 p.m. They had intended to close at 2, but there were still people there. In fact, I met a woman named Judy. I promised a shout out to her, Judy. And I got to tell you, Greg, she was a real pain. Yes, last name spelled P-A-Y-N-E. Hello, Judy.
That's awesome. It is our top local story this hour, 1207. The cleanup continues this hour east of Sparks along the UP tracks near I-80 and the USA Parkway. This after last week's near 30-car train derailment. No one hurt in the crash, but all lanes along the 80 freeway have been opened. No hazmats from the crash. There may still be delays in the area as work crews move on and off the interstate. The cause of the crash, it's still under investigation. Two fires from the weekend sent crews rushing to the scene. One happened near a homeless encampment along I-80 and McCarran in Reno. Drivers could see those smoke and flames after the fire ignited last night. Reno Fire stayed with the blaze overnight to make sure no hot spots flared up. Another fire, this one from Saturday night in downtown Reno, apparently began in an attic crawl space. Two firefighters had to be treated for heat exhaustion from the blaze. No word on what caused the fire. Making his pick for his replacement, Congressman Mark Amadei says he is picking James Settlemyer. James Settlemyer to take Amadei's seat for Congressional District 2. Amadei is retiring after this term. The Republican hopeful Settlemyer has also picked up a nod from Governor Lombardo. Staggering numbers in elder care burdens. Around 560,000 Nevadans spend nearly 500 million hours a year caring for older loved ones in their families. That's according to a new report.
The report, called Valuing the Invaluable, finds that this work would be valued at more than $10 billion a year if we paid caregivers $21.57 per hour. Dr. Maisha Minter-Jordan, CEO of AARP, says most of the work is unpaid, yet caregivers are the backbone of our long-term care system.
They're managing medications, coordinating appointments, assisting with essential needs like bathing and dressing, navigating insurance claims, and many are doing all of this while working.
The report finds that across the country, 59 million caregivers put in almost 50 billion hours of care worth more than $1 trillion. I'm Suzanne Potter.
Pain at the pump. Gas prices are now over $5 a gallon in several Nevada counties, with more counties likely to follow this week. So the average price for a gallon of self-service regular, now $5.21 right here in Washoe County, $5.09.
If there's a wrinkle anywhere in that global supply chain, there is right now in the Strait of Hormuz through the de facto closure, it's having a huge impact on the global price of oil, and nobody can escape that globally determined balance of supply and demand, that price.
Patrick DeHaan with Gas Buddy. Clark County and Esmeralda County are just a hair below $5. The least expensive gas is in White Pine County, where it's going to around $4.19. Cooler and windier weather will close out March and take us into April. The record March heat wave is departing, and more normal springtime weather is in the forecast for the rest of this week. It's possible the Donner Summit and parts of the Sierra may see some snow as soon as Wednesday. Well, the paychecks have started, and with that, the hope that TSA lines will start moving again at our nation's airports.
The New York Post is reporting that President Trump says he is giving the Speaker of the Islamic Republic's Parliament about 1 week to decide whether or not to work.
It's been about a month and a half without pay, and during that time, hundreds of TSA employees quit, and scores of others have called out sick. That's resulted in long lines at TSA checkpoints at airports around the nation from time to time. TSA workers are expecting paychecks early this week. This is after President Trump directed them to get paid, even though the partial government shutdown continues. This flyer says it's about time.
Long overdue. We should do this way before that time, you know, because a lot of people suffer. My cousin couldn't take a flight. He missed a flight a couple days ago.
In New York, I'm Scott Pringle.
FM News Talk time. It is 12:11.
Easter Sunday coming up this weekend. Douglas County has multiple events to celebrate. The Carson Valley Active 2030 Club will hide more than 12,000 eggs at Lampy Park, and it's free. Starts at 1 p.m., open to children ages 1 to 12, and the Easter Bunny will be there, and the Carson Valley Swim Center will be hosting its annual underwater Easter egg hunt at 10:30 a.m. to noon, and that's April 5th. Visit cvswim.com to pre-register. The final environmental assessment and decision notice for the Caldor Fire Restoration Project gives restoration details for the nearly 12,000 acres of national forest lands in and around the Caldor Fire area in the Tahoe Basin. The Caldor Fire burned 346 square miles between August 14th and August 21st, 2021, and that actually forced the evacuation of South Lake Tahoe and the first mandatory evacuation in history issued for Lake Tahoe. That happened just as firefighters were containing the 107-acre square mile Tamarack Fire, which burned through Alpine County and over the mountains into southern Douglas County. The summer from hell is how most residents remember it, including me. Thinning surviving tree stands and nearby unburned trees is part of the plan, removing diseased, insect-infested, fire-killed or damaged trees, preparing areas to plant native seedlings, using approved herbicides to support reforestation, implementing prescribed fire, restoring stream channels, meadows, and aquatic and aspen tree habitats, and improving wildlife habitat, including protected activity centers. This is Northern Nevada's Noon News, where you get traffic and weather together and your news right here at home, 99.1 FM News Talk. Phil with a look at traffic.
We're doing okay on the roads right now. No collisions to tell you about. Everything's moving along at the limit, including in the construction zones. Watch out for a vehicle that is broken down on westbound Interstate 80 at Nightingale Hot Springs. Unfortunately, it is partially blocking a lane in that area. And remember, starting tonight, 7 p.m., westbound I-80 off-ramp to West McCarran, also known as Exit 10, will be closed from 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. for road work. It is 67 degrees in Sparks and in Smith Valley, 65 in Carson City, 53 in Sparks, and here's a look at your weather forecast.
May hit 70 today, but generally we're going to be in the 60s this afternoon with increasing clouds and breeze and chance of showers late, windy at the lake, lake wind advisory until 10 o'clock tonight. Chance of showers for tomorrow and Wednesday, a freeze coming Thursday. Cool Breeze, join the Cool Club. That's their maintenance program with priority service, discounted repairs, and peace of mind in any season. Cool Breeze, your local experts. Right after the noon news, Guy Benson at 1 today, 99.1 FM Talk.
From the Keystone CPA's news studios, this is your noon news on 99.1 FM News Talk. News Talk.
Hi, I'm Dr. Schallenberger from the Nevada Center, serving Nevadans since 1991. If you're out there listening to me and you don't feel well, if you have pain that won't go away, if you're fatigued, you can't sleep, you're overweight, or you're on multiple medications and you can't find the right answers, there is hope. It's called homeopathic medicine. Every symptom, every ailment, and every disease has causes. In homeopathic medicine, we look for those causes, because unless they're treated, the only remedy left is drugs. At the Nevada Center, we use unique, state-of-the-art testing that is often not available anywhere else in Nevada to look for the causes of all conditions and all diseases. We offer natural alternatives to medications and a whole gamut of natural therapies like ozone therapy, chelation therapy, intravenous therapy, stem cells, herbal therapy, colonic detoxification therapy, and hormone restoration to treat those causes. You can learn all about what we do at our website, antiagingmedicine.com.
For 35 years, Pro One has served Northern Nevada with quality service and repairs. At Pro One, we will give you the ultimate customer experience. At Pro One, we will take you through the complete repair process with pictures and text messages. All we ask from you at Pro One is to put fuel in it, wash it once in a while, and we'll take care of the rest. And for you truck and SUV owners, remember, we know trucks. We can do diesel smog checks along with gas smog checks, and you never need an appointment for a smog check, gas or diesel. So give us a chance to earn your business. Pro One is the shop friends recommend to friends.
This is Rick and Heather Colla from Rat Guns and Ammo. We have the cheapest ammo, CCWs, range memberships, and the safest range around. We will match any local gun store in town or beat it. Plus, we have the coolest staff around.
CCWs are $67 for a full class, $47 for renewals, plus a free month of our gym. New shooter classes are $95 plus a free month of our range.
Rat Guns and Ammo, the one-stop shop that'll save your life.
Rack Guns and Ammo, the big gray building at the corner of Prater and Sparks Boulevard.
Looking for the stories that matter right here in Northern Nevada? Join Greg Neft and Jerry Evans for the Noon News. Each weekday, Greg and Jerry bring you the latest local news, community events, and political conversations happening across the region, along with the voices and perspectives behind the headlines. If it's happening in Northern Nevada, you'll hear about it on the Noon News, weekdays at noon on 92.3 in Lyon County and 99.1 FM Talk. The Noon News, Northern Nevada's midday conversation.
KKFT. This is your Noon News. Local, live, and happening now.
A Winnemucca man was sentenced to prison after being convicted earlier this year on multiple child-related sex offenses. 34-year-old Tyler Bowman was given a minimum of 36 years in prison. The Humboldt County District Attorney reports they are working to combat child sexual abuse and exploitation.
We've been expecting this change in the weather pattern. Windy conditions at the lake. The lake wind advisory goes till 10 o'clock tonight. Chance of showers in the valleys late today. Best chance Tuesday night into Wednesday. Cool Breeze. Join the Cool Club. Their maintenance program with priority service, discounted repairs, and peace of mind in any season. Keep your home warm when it matters most. Cool Breeze, your local experts. At 3 this afternoon, Lars Larson, 99.1 FM Talk.
FM News Talk Time, it is 12:19, and if you are just checking in, the three big things that you need to know. Number one, the cleanup continues along the Union Pacific tracks along I-80, but all lanes of the freeway are reopened after a near 30-car derailment last week. There may be some delays as work crews continue to move in and out of the site. Congressman Mark Amadei says he's backing James Settlemyer to take his place in Congressional District 2. And the average price for a gallon of self-serve regular is now $5.21. In Washoe County, per gallon, of course. It is our top national story. President Trump has revealed who in Iran he claims to be communicating with.
The New York Post is reporting that President Trump says he is giving the Speaker of the Islamic Republic's Parliament about 1 week to decide whether or not to work with the United States. And the president also says that the U.S. has struck highly sought after military targets in Iran. And President Trump says negotiations with the powers that be in Iran are moving along. The Washington Post reports the U.S. is preparing for possible weeks of ground operations in Iran as the U.S. Tripoli and thousands of American soldiers arrive to the Middle East. However, the Trump administration has not said for certain that American soldiers will go into Iran, rather that Operation Epic Fury may be winding down.
Fox News Radio reporting from the Keystone CPA studio in downtown Reno. I'm Greg Neff, FM News Talk Time, 1220.
Well, Nevada's election debate is heating up. Assemblywoman Lisa Cole of Clark County is putting, she's a Republican, is putting election integrity front and center ahead of the next legislative session. The Save Nevada Now Political Action Committee, also known as PAC, just named her its honorary chairwoman. Cole says voters are tired of uncertainty. Quoting, Nevadans are demanding accountability, transparency, and real solutions. She said that in her announcement. Nevada has seen its share of controversy in recent years, especially around mail ballots, delayed results, and voter roll accuracy. Quoting Cole again, if Washington won't step up and get the job done, Nevada will pick up the baton. The proposal includes remove all non-citizens from our voter rolls, enact safeguards in the voter registration process to prevent illegal immigrants from ever being registered to vote again, eliminate automatic voter registration that's ripe for fraud and abuse, end universal mail-in ballots that open the door to unfair elections, ensure all ballots are counted on election day, and prosecute any cases of voter fraud. Electing a conservative Secretary of State and not someone who has donated thousands of dollars to Democrats, despite being a Republican and endorsed by our governor, would probably help as well. Listen live with the FM Talk app. Give a shout out. Feedback is welcome. Tap on the shout out cloud or menu bar and sound off. The best one of the hour gets $100 gift card from Glenn Eagles in Carson City. The app is free at the App Store. And you can also text comments or opinion at 775-884-9910. Your news is free from your local news, traffic, and weather station, 99.1 KKFT. It's 1223. Phil is back with another look at traffic during the lunch hour.
No problems to tell you about as far as collisions go. However, we have another broken down motorist, this one on eastbound Interstate 80. This is at mile marker 43. That's right in between Wadsworth and Fernley. Not blocking anything, just use a little extra caution as you pass by. And I want to remind you that traffic is brought to you as another service of Double J Auto Gardnerville and Double A Auto Yerington. For auto repair, tires, brakes, oil changes, and AC, premium quality work, ridiculously affordable. Double J Auto Gardnerville and Double A Auto Yerington. It's 67 degrees in Sparks and Dayton, 70 in Yerington, 53 degrees at Emerald Bay. Let's take a look at your weather.
May hit 70 today, but generally we're going to be in the 60s this afternoon with increasing clouds and breeze and chance of showers late, windy at the lake, lake wind advisory until 10 o'clock tonight. Chance of showers for tomorrow and Wednesday, a freeze coming Thursday. Cool Breeze, join the Cool Club. That's their maintenance program with priority service, discounted repairs, and peace of mind in any season. Cool Breeze, your local experts. Right after the noon news, Guy Benson at 1 today, 99.1 FM Talk.
KKFT, live and local, your noon news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
I can say for one that I have no other ambition so great as that of being truly esteemed of my fellow men by rendering myself worthy of their esteem. Abraham Lincoln.
A penny for your thoughts, presented by Lincoln Heating and Air. Nothing makes our day better than earning another five-star review from a satisfied customer. For service, visit our website, lincolnheating.com. I'm Robert Quirk, owner of Lincoln Heating and Air, and my pledge to you is to make every penny count.
America was built on freedom, the freedom to work hard, build something local, and the freedom to choose. So after an accident, remember this. No matter what shop your insurance company recommends, the decision is yours. Choosing Carson Auto Body means choosing a locally owned and operated shop, not a franchise, not a chain. That local ownership means they can get your vehicle in and out faster, keeping your inconvenience to a minimum. And because their reputation is built right here in the community, they can't afford to, and they don't, skimp on parts or workmanship. They do the job right the first time, and that's a guarantee. Because your safety, your vehicle, and your trust matter. Exercise your right to choose. Choose Carson Auto Body, conveniently located next to the Railroad Museum. Email them at carsonautobody@gmail.com or call 297-3366. That's 297-3366. Carson Auto Body.
Nevada's FM News Talk.
KKFT. From the field to the court, KKFT Sports.
A new week brings new rankings for Nevada high school softball and baseball. Max Prep says Minogue and Spanish Springs are 1-2 in softball, while in baseball, Minogue and Reno are 1-2. Smaller school baseball, Yerington and Smith Valley running 1-2 in the north. Reno Aces lost 2 out of 3 to Tacoma to get the season started over the weekend. Aces on the road at Albuquerque this week. Salt Lake City a week from tomorrow at home. Tahoe Night Monsters would appear to be in the ECHL playoffs. Fourth place in the Mountain Division with 7 games to go. In spite of losing 2 of 3 to Rapid City, the team chasing them for that last playoff spot. I'm Craig Swope with sports for the new news on FM News Talk.
KKFT. Your new news on Nevada's FM News Talk.
And from the Keystone CPA studio in downtown Reno, I'm Greg Neff. It is our top local story. You can see a lot of wreckage along the railroad tracks near I-80 and USA Parkway this hour as the cleanup continues from last week's 30-car derailment that sent boxcars all over the place. The good news, all lanes of I-80 are open again and no one was hurt. You might see delays through the area as crews move in and out of the cleanup site. The cause of the crash still under investigation. Well, two fires from the weekend sent crews rushing to the scene. One happened near a homeless encampment along the 80 freeway in McCarran in Reno. That'd be on the west side. Drivers could see the smoke and flames after the fire ignited last night. I saw it from a traffic camera. Reno fire stayed with the blaze overnight to make sure no hot spots flared up. Yet another fire, this one from Saturday night in downtown Reno, apparently began in an attic crawl space. Two firefighters had to be treated for heat exhaustion from the blaze. No word on what caused the fire. Well, Washoe County drivers, we are still feeling the pain at the pump, and with prices here averaging $5.21 a gallon.
U.S. oil exports have only risen to record levels in recent years because the U.S. and oil companies can export that. They can sell it on the global market. And so while we could keep more of our own oil, our refineries generally aren't handling this type of light oil. We generally use something that's heavier.
That's Patrick DeHaan with GasBuddy.com. Clark County and Esmeralda County are both just a hair below $5. The least expensive gas, well, it's in White Pine County. That's $4.19. Such a deal. 500 million hours a year caring for loved ones, elderly loved ones. That's what the AARP says is the amount of time Nevadans spend. The group says people need help.
At the federal level, we continue to advocate for the Credit for Caring Act, a federal tax credit to help offset some of the out-of-pocket costs, and the Lowering Costs for Caregivers Act, which would give families more flexibility to use their own resources.
And that's Nancy LeMond with AARP. A tragedy southwest of Las Vegas as a Los Angeles County Sheriff's deputy has died during the annual Baker to Vegas rally.
The deputy had a medical emergency of some kind during the race and couldn't be saved. That according to a statement from the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department Sunday morning. They extend their heartfelt condolences to the family, friends, and colleagues of the 13-year department veteran who worked in San Dimas. Baker to Vegas is an annual event where over 10,000 law enforcement officers from around the world run a relay 120 miles from Baker, California to Las Vegas, Nevada. I'm Jason Nathanson.
It's always hot there. And Fannie Mae set to start accepting cryptocurrency-backed mortgages.
Better Home and Finance and crypto exchange Coinbase Global announced the change late last week. A new product launched by the two companies will allow people to get mortgages with Better Home that conform to Fannie Mae standards while using Bitcoin or USD coin as collateral for the loan. According to the company, even if the price of Bitcoin drops, mortgage terms will stay stable with no additional collateral requirements. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
And I'm Greg Neft. FM News Talk covers Northern Nevada after Fox News covers the world. It's 1230.
Fox News at the top and bottom of every hour. This is Northern Nevada's FM News Talk Radio, 99.1 KKFT. It's 1230.
Fox
News, I'm John Saucier. The U.S. preparing to deploy thousands more soldiers to the Middle East. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt.
Iran's ballistic missile and drone attacks are down by roughly 90%. The United States is also decimating the Iranian regime's navy. We have destroyed more than 150 of their naval vessels so far, including 92% of their largest vessels.
A Fox poll released last week found 58% of American voters are opposed to this war with Iran. The government's still partially shut down, although the president signed an emergency order to pay TSA agents. Democratic Delaware Senator Chris Coons says Democrats would not approve of funding for ICE and Customs and Border Protection without reforms.
We want reforms to how ICE and Border Patrol are conducting immigration enforcement actions, and we've negotiated about that.
America is listening to Fox News.
FM News Talk time. It is 12:31 as we continue right along here on the news at noon. And big news coming up in the world of politics. Congressman Mark Amadei says he's picking James Settlemyer to take Amadei's seat for Congressional District 2. Now, Amadei is retiring after this term. The Republican hopeful Settlemyer has also picked up a nod from Governor Lombardo. Well, word is that cooler and windier weather will close out March and take us into April. The record March heat wave, thank goodness it's departing. More normal springtime weather is in the forecast for the rest of this week. It's possible the Donner summer and parts of the Sierra may start to see some snow as we continue into the week. Well, the paychecks have started, and with that, the hope that TSA lines will start moving again at our nation's airport. The question is, though, how long? And word is, this is interesting. The governor of Washington State signing a new law that creates an income tax for state residents who make more than $1 million annually.
Governor Bob Ferguson, a Democrat, said the so-called millionaire's tax will benefit Washington residents and ensure
that they can rely on the things that state government provides on in a way that the wealthiest in our state have not been contributing to and now will.
Ferguson said that includes health care, education, and lower sales taxes. The law exempts the first million in earnings, but taxes everything else at 9.9%. Ferguson said he knows what's coming.
Public conversation around this, right? In the days and weeks and months ahead.
Before the law takes effect in 2028, state Republicans say they will try to put a repeal initiative on the ballot this November. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
FM News Talk time, it is 12:33.
I'm back to doing what I love and more. Thanks to the Good Feet Store.
I suffered with plantar fasciitis for almost 20 years. I would try drugstore insoles and supports.
If you suffer with plantar fasciitis, we know the search for pain relief can feel like a hopeless ordeal.
I've been through surgeries, foot injections. I thought that foot pain was going to be with me for the rest of my life.
At the Good Feet Store, we hear stories every day of all kinds of cheap inserts, expensive shoes, and other failed remedies people have tried that just didn't work.
I was trying all different things. Not a single one worked. And then I was driving past the Good Feet store, and I thought, why not? Give it a try. They wanted to make sure that they gave me the right arch support for my feet. Then it was like, okay, this is different. These make a difference.
I'm so glad I met Good Feet. It changed my life.
Don't lose hope. Give the Good Feet store a try. We're located on South Virginia Street, right by Total Wine.
Need top-notch equipment for your landscaping project? Wharton Concrete Forming Supply has you covered. From the biggest pieces of machinery to the smallest tools, Wharton has it all. Our rental and repair department ensures that you're never left stranded. Open 6 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday to Friday. We're here to keep your projects on track. Why Wharton? Because we have what the others don't. The biggest selection of equipment rentals. Call us today at 775-241-9494. Wharton Concrete Forming Supply, where your projects meet their perfect match. 40 Industrial Parkway in Mound House.
Increasing cloudiness, slight chance of showers late today. Best chance late tomorrow into Wednesday as we see cooler weather moving in. But by Easter weekend, going to be nice again. Cool Breeze, join the Cool Club, the maintenance program with priority service, discounted repairs, and peace of mind in any season. Learn more at CoolBreezeNV.com. Cool Breeze, your local experts. Tonight at 10, George Norrie, 99.1 FM Talk.
Northern Nevada's Midday Update. Your new news. KKFT.
As Washoe County deputies continue cracking down on ongoing criminal activity in Sun Valley, another arrest has been made. 50-year-old Regina Williams faces charges of possession of a controlled substance after deputies say she was caught with more than 42 grams of methamphetamine. More enforcement in the area of Applegate Drive is ongoing.
Your new news business update on Nevada's FM News Talk, KKFT.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are mixed in afternoon trading, with the NASDAQ and S&P 500 retreating and erasing earlier gains as the widening Middle East conflict is offsetting hopes for Iran talks. Tech stocks are the worst performers. The Magnificent Seven big cap tech stocks are mostly lower. Financials and consumer staples are gaining, and a spike in oil prices is rattling markets, with U.S. crude advancing to around $103 a barrel. And shares of Cisco are falling 13%, the biggest U.S. food distributor to restaurants, hospitals, and schools, striking a deal to acquire family-owned Jetro Restaurant Depot for around $29 billion. Shares of Alcoa are jumping 10% to aluminum makers in the Middle East, sustaining damage to their production facilities over the weekend, fueling fears that supply could be disrupted by the ongoing conflict. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
FM News Talk time. It is 12:36 right here on this Monday. Time right now for, as we always do, a moment with Mike. Mike Bosma, principal with Keystone CPAs in downtown Reno, 775-786-4900. Mike, how are you, sir?
Doing great, thanks. How are you doing, Greg?
We're hanging right in there. It is a Monday after all. You know, Mike, it's kind of interesting. This weekend, I was actually going to try to go downtown Reno, to grab a bite to eat with my girlfriend. We were going to go downtown. We were going to make a whole day of it. And then we ran right into this wall of people. There were apparently, 1,000 people who were downtown marching in this No Kings protests. And you know what? Because of the sheer numbers of people and the road blockages and the detours and the police presence, my girlfriend and I were like, we're just going to go to the mall and call it good. That's one sale that didn't happen. I'm guessing there were probably a lot more when it comes to small businesses who were just trying to compete in downtown Reno. These protests, they take away so much, don't they?
No, absolutely. And I think one of the things, when you look at the rhetoric that's out there, Obama, by an order of magnitude, deported a lot more people. I think the reality is most people would say, especially for a certain type of worker, less skilled, a lot of those folks come from south of the border and they have self-deported. They just stay where they're at because they're not welcome here. Well, what the problem, Greg, is how do you find people to fill in those spots? And I think I have a solution, and that solution is called the Work Opportunity Tax Credit. $2,400 if you hire somebody, that veteran, long-term unemployed, food stamp recipient, disabilities, ex-felon, certain youth hires, that $2,400 would go a long way to getting them trained and back into the workforce. Nobody's talking about the Work Opportunity Credit anymore. Maybe that's where if you need people, especially lower skilled part of your workforce, there's a way to identify those people. Keystone provides those services when you're hiring, to see if they qualify. You have to know that they qualify before their first day at work, or you don't get the credit.
Absolutely. You know, it's interesting. You've got a YouTube channel explaining all this sort of thing. You go really in depth, right? It's at Bosma Business. That's the name of the YouTube channel, right?
Absolutely. And we just try and make it so that business owners have a fighting chance to stay relevant and successful in this very difficult economy.
Absolutely. And the price of oil really isn't helping here. I mean, the cost of gas here, $5.21 a gallon in Washoe County alone. It's interesting. I mean, Jerome Powell said that he was not going to be raising interest rates, or he didn't expect a rate hike due to the price of oil. Do you expect businesses to start pulling back? I mean, if they haven't done so already.
Well, I think the bigger issue, Greg, is how do you maintain margin? Because a lot of businesses that use a lot of gasoline have long-term contracts. They have a client, he ships for Amazon and a lot of these big box stores, and he's committed through a date at a price. And when all of a sudden you get this rapid inflation, what do you do if you're using a lot of gas? Gas futures, buying gas futures is a secret sauce. Of course, now it's not the right time because they're stupid expensive. But you can hedge against that by buying your gas in advance, getting that pricing dialed in. If you're at risk, basically get a line of credit, help fund it, and maybe think about more efficient automobile transportation policies or vehicles, because you need to save as much money as you can at the pump, Greg.
I guess so. And, you know, look, do you buy a used electric car? I mean, a lot of people are looking at the price of gas and saying, oh, my God, do you buy a used Tesla on the lot right now?
Absolutely. And they're still almost free. So that's, you know, you look at what they pay for them. So and the secret pack there, Greg, I'll give your listeners just a tip. There are some Teslas out there that have unlimited supercharging for life. You can complement that with a Powerwall at home. Basically, you can charge your Tesla on the grid, bring it home, and power your house so you don't care about energy prices. There's always a hack to these things.
Oh, I'd love one of those. All right. Mike Bosma, the principal of Keystone CPAs right here downtown Reno. Give them a call, 775-786-4900. They will be more than happy to help you out. Mike, please, we will talk with you again tomorrow for a moment with Mike.
Looking forward to it, Greg. Thank you.
Absolutely. It is 1241 right now at FM News Talk.
Thank you, Greg. Governor Lombardo posted his endorsement of James Settlemyer on Instagram this morning, quoting, "I'm proud to endorse James Settlemyer for Congress. James is a lifelong Nevadan, rancher, and a proven leader who has spent his career standing up for our state's families, farmers, ranchers, and small businesses. James has always been a strong advocate for common sense solutions and conservative values," end quote. Las Vegas talk show host and now on KKFT Saturday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m., Steve Sanchez posted, "Are you sure about this? His voting record on many issues isn't what I would call conservative." Referring back to common sense solutions, a common sense question could be, is voting to give driver's licenses to criminals, illegal aliens, with an allocation of almost $1 million from Nevada taxpayers to implement the benefit for criminals, one of whom drove around northern Nevada and murdered four people, conservative? Did he, Governor Lombardo, jump the gun? April Fool's Day is Wednesday. Not today. And you're listening to the Noon News on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. Here's Phil with a look at traffic. Phil?
Still looks good on the roadways right now. No collisions to tell you about. Moving along at the limit. Just remember, slow down in construction zones. It's just a good idea. And Sparks Police urging drivers not to cut through residential neighborhoods when traffic is busy in the mornings and the afternoons. Those streets are not designed for high-speed cut-through traffic. It is 61 degrees in Verdi, 66 in Minden, 68 in Wellington, 53 degrees in Incline Village, and here's a look at your weather.
We've been expecting this change in the weather pattern. Windy conditions at the lake. The lake wind advisory goes till 10 o'clock tonight. Chance of showers in the valleys late today. Best chance Tuesday night into Wednesday. Cool Breeze. Join the Cool Club, their maintenance program with priority service, discounted repairs, and peace of mind in any season. Keep your home warm when it matters most. Cool Breeze, your local experts. At 3 this afternoon, Lars Larson, 99.1 FM Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your Noon News on 99.1 FM News Talk. News Talk. "Die when I may," I want it said of me by they who know me best. That I always plucked a thistle and planted a flower when I thought a flower would grow. Abraham Lincoln.
A penny for your thoughts presented by Lincoln Heating and Air. For heating or air conditioning assistance, call 359-1985. Or visit our website, lincolnheating.com. I'm Robert Quirk, owner of Lincoln Heating and Air, and my pledge to you is to make every penny count.
Did you know you can tap into your home equity with a reverse mortgage and never have to make a monthly mortgage payment? If you have questions regarding a home equity line of credit versus a home equity conversion mortgage, I have the answers. Call me, Patricia Wood, with American Pacific Mortgage. I have over 17 years of experience in working with clients age 62 and over. I'm your local reverse mortgage specialist. Call me at 775-954-0366, NMLS 243-849.
Access to affordable credit helps me pay my employees, but I don't really need it.
Inflation is killing me. But who cares?
Big retailers are making record profits.
That's why we support the Durbin Marshall credit card bill.
See? Banks and credit unions help small businesses make payroll. This bill would cut the vital resources they need.
While increasing megastore profits. They deserve it, don't they?
Tell Congress, stop the Durbin Marshall money grab for corporate megastores.
Paid for by the Electronic Payments Coalition.
Spending more and more time bogged down by business tasks and details?
I spend more time doing what should be delegated.
Wish you could focus more on your customers?
There aren't enough hours in the day.
Stop spinning your wheels. Let Personnel Plus free you up so you can get back to what's important, increasing your business.
I need to be able to take care of my customers and clients.
Personnel Plus is a locally owned employer services organization. Pick up the phone. Call 350-PLUS. See how Personnel Plus can take burdensome payroll tasks and more off your plate so you can focus on tending to your customers and making your business grow. When you become a client with Personnel Plus, you get the emphasis on plus. Find out how they can save you time and money. Call 350-7587. That's 350-PLUS. Personnel Plus. They make it easy for you to get back to running your business instead of your business running you.
Are you looking for an affordable, fully equipped space for your next training or board meeting? Want to change a veteran's life at the same time? Rent a training or boardroom from Adoptive Vet Dental. Our modern rooms come with state-of-the-art AV and conferencing equipment, ideal for professional trainings, workshops, and board meetings. Our rates are competitive, the lowest in town, and all proceeds go straight to patient care. Visit AdoptiveVetDental.org to see available rooms, pricing, and book today.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news, local, live, and happening now.
And I'm Greg, the FTFM News Talk Time. It is 12:46. And if you are just checking in, good Monday afternoon. The three big things that you need to know. The cleanup does continue along the UP tracks, along I-80, but all lanes of the freeway are reopened after a near 30-car derailment last week. There may be some delays as work crews continue to move in and out of the site. Congressman Mark Amadei says he's backing James Settlemyer to take his place in Congressional District 2. Amadei retiring after his term is up. And I'm sorry to say this, but the average price for a gallon of self-serve regular, now $5.21 in Washoe County. FM News Talk Time coming up on 12:47. It is our top local story this hour. And word is that DHS funding, well, it does appear to be the House approving a two-month stopgap to fund DHS, but the crisis remains ongoing after returning to the Senate. Fox's Bill Mulligan.
We're wondering what the Senate was going to do earlier this morning. They didn't even try to pass the House's DHS funding bill. They ended up gaveling in and gaveling out in about 30 seconds or so. Then they just adjourned until Thursday. So the bottom line is this DHS shutdown is going to continue at least for the foreseeable future. We did get a little bit of good news today, however, though. That's the fact that TSA agents at airports in both Houston and Atlanta told our crews there that they did get paid today as part of President Trump's executive order, though some said their paychecks weren't the full amounts they are owed. Some Democrats, though, are now accusing President Trump of breaking the law by going around Congress to pay TSA.
Fox's Bill Mulligan, 12:48 right here on FM News Talk.
Your noon news on Nevada's FM News Talk, KKFT Sports.
Combine a continuing spring break in Washoe schools with the early days of the week, and you get a very light schedule for high school baseball and softball today. Douglas has a home game in baseball. Aces have the day off and will be in Albuquerque this week. Wolfpack baseball took 2 of 3 at Washington State over the weekend. Next up, Gonzaga today at Spokane. Pack is 16-9. Softball team took 2 of 3 from San Jose State in second place in the Mountain West. A test later this week when the Pack travels to Arizona to take on Grand Canyon. The nationally ranked Antelopes are 33-1. I'm Craig Swope with sports for the noon news on FM News Talk.
Spring is a great time for replacing old, inefficient windows. And the Brothers Home Improvement Spring Sale makes the timing even better.
Look, we've been talking about Brothers for a long time. For the first time ever, Brothers is offering 0% financing for 24 months. That's 0% interest till 2028, and you'll get up to $1,000 off on installed windows.
They're a trusted, true, family-owned business made up of 9 brothers and sisters who are always striving for their customers' complete satisfaction.
Oh, they care about you at Brothers like you're part of their family. They offer premium, high-quality, energy-efficient windows. They provide only the highest quality craftsmanship and expert installation.
Real lifetime warranties, taking pride in their work. You know, most of Brothers' business comes from referrals and recommendations from family and friends. Thousands of happy and satisfied homeowners have been served by Brothers for over 30 years.
Don't miss Brothers' spring sale and the Brothers' first ever offer of 0% financing for 24 months.
Hurry, this offer is only good through the end of the month. BrothersWindows.com. Go to BrothersWindows.com.
At the church at Reno Christian Academy, they believe in more than just education. They believe in transformation. Their goal is to help students grow not only in knowledge, but also in faith. Their academically excellent programs will challenge students to think critically, while the biblically based foundation helps them stand strong in their values. From the classroom to the chapel, they're nurturing the next generation of Christ-centered leaders, young men and women equipped with wisdom, compassion, and purpose. They're not just preparing students for college, they're preparing them for life. The Church at Reno Christian Academy, where faith and excellence shape the future. Enroll now and help your child or grandchild discover their God-given potential. Go to thechurchatreno.com.
Experience the difference with award-winning surgery at Hall & Rye Plastic Surgeons and Aesthetic Treatment Centers. Their expert team delivers stunning, natural results you'll love. Trusted, renowned, and ready to help you look and feel your best. Their board-certified plastic surgeons focus on the relationship they build with each patient. Book your consultation now at hallandrye.com. Your transformation begins at Hall & Rye.
Floods, leaks, messes, fear not. Voda Cleaning Reno restores peace. Call today, you will.
When your carpets look like they've battled the dark side, you need help from the clean side. Voda Cleaning and Restoration of Reno uses powerful professional equipment to deep clean carpets, tile, and upholstery, restoring freshness to your home. Fast, affordable, locally owned, and trusted.
Dirty carpets, Voda Cleaning in Reno. Save them, we will.
Voda Cleaning of Reno. Come over to the clean side. VodaCleanNV.com.
Your garage door doesn't have to look plain. Create one that'll have your home looking fantastic with George & Sons Garage Doors. Build and personalize your garage door, and George & Sons will make it come to life. Right now, get $250 off any new two-car garage door and $150 off any new one-car garage door. Call today, 775-324-DOOR, and check out georgeandsonsdoors.com.
Why pay more? Call 324-DOOR, George & Sons Garage Doors.
May hit 70 today, but generally we're going to be in the 60s this afternoon with increasing clouds and breeze and chance of showers late. Windy at the lake, lake wind advisory until 10 o'clock tonight. Chance of showers for tomorrow and Wednesday, a freeze coming Thursday. Cool Breeze, join the Cool Club. That's their maintenance program with priority service, discounted repairs, and peace of mind in any season. Cool Breeze, your local experts. Right after the noon news, Guy Benson at 1 today, 99.1 FM Talk.
KKFT. This is your noon news. Local, live, and happening now.
And from the Keystone Studios in downtown Reno, I'm Greg Neff. Really glad to have you with us here. Did you catch a movie? There were a few blockbusters at the box office. Let's get the entertainment report right now with Jennifer Paulson.
State your name.
Brian and Grace.
Project Hail Mary dominating the domestic box office for a second weekend in a row. The Ryan Gosling sci-fi picture bringing in $54.5 million, bringing its haul so far to $164 million and making it the top grossing domestic release of the year. In at number two is Disney and Pixar's Hoppers, pulling in $12.2 million in its fourth weekend. That puts its total at $138.5 million so far. Disney Plus celebrating after the Hannah Montana 20th anniversary special premiered, the special reaching 6.3 million views in its first 3 days of streaming. Along with that, the original series of Hannah Montana itself up 1,000% over the last week compared to the week before. The anniversary special debuting March 24th, exactly two decades after the original show debuted on Disney Channel. The voice of Fox McCloud from the Super Mario Galaxy movie now revealed. Glenn Powell is confirmed to be the voice of the character in Universal's upcoming film. film. The character known from the Star Fox and Super Smash Brothers games, the Super Mario Galaxy movie debuts in theaters April 1st. BB Rexha coming out with new music. The Grammy-nominated singer announcing her new single, Hysteria, on social media. The song comes from Rexha's upcoming visual album, Dirty Blonde, with each song's release voted on by fans. The single releases next Friday. That's entertainment. I'm Jennifer Polsoni.
It is 12:55 here at FM News Talk. Greg Neff with you on a very good Monday afternoon. So glad that you're with us. I got to ask you a question, though. Did you actually go and see the No Kings protest in downtown Reno? I mean, it was a mess. It was a bloody mess. No, of course, no blood was spilled or anything like that, but it was just nonsensical. And you know what? It hurt our businesses. It hurt our businesses because, like I said, I was going downtown with my girlfriend. That wasn't happening because we couldn't. Because we couldn't get through the detours. Forget about getting a bite to eat. I want to know how the hotels were affected downtown. It's not exactly like folks from the Bay Area who come up here to gamble don't have a choice. Did folks in the row see this? If you were staying at the Silver Legacy, you were looking out your window, what did you think? And I just want to know what kind of impression that made on our town for folks who are trying to be tourists, who don't care, who really just want to relax and enjoy the weekend. Think about that for a second, because Reno, you know, for all intents and purposes, yes, we have diversification in our economy, but we are still very much a tourist town. And especially in the downtown region. Let's just say you wanted to escape the row for a second, get out and enjoy some of the bright sunshine. You step outside, you see those throngs of people probably carrying upside-down American flags. What are you to think? You're going to go right back in the casino and hit the slots, I'm guessing. And what about the row? What about the J? What about places downtown where, you know, that they're just trying to make a buck? It's not exactly easy in this kind of environment. I'd like for the folks who took part in this No Kings protest to just think about that maybe for a little bit. You knew about that, of course. You knew there was going to be No Kings protest, but something you might not have known. And I saw this video out of San Francisco. It was all over San Francisco media. There was going to be a bicycle takeover of the San Francisco Bay Bridge. I saw the video from the ABC affiliate. They put it up on Facebook, KGO in San Francisco. Great TV station, by the way. They had their chopper, their helicopter, up over one of the on-ramps, or I'm sorry, it was actually an off-ramp, where, like, I would say about maybe 500 bicyclists were riding the wrong way up this off-ramp, right into in traffic, right into other cars, forcing them to stop. They could have been hit, they could have been killed, but they didn't care. They had a point to make, and they were going to get on that bridge no matter what. They were going to try to tie up traffic. I don't know what they were trying to do. I don't know what their point was, because they never had a chance to make it. The CHP, God love them, they were right there, and they stopped those bicyclists. I'm not even talking about motorcycles. I'm not talking about e-bikes here. I'm talking about people on Schwinn's. They still make Schwinn's? They still make coffees? Anyway, they were on their way up to the upper deck of the Bay Bridge, and the CHP stopped them. And you could see the copter zoomed in. The copter zoomed in. You could see some of the looks on their faces saying, wait a minute. Well, that wasn't supposed to happen. We weren't supposed to be stopped. And I love this. The best part of it all, they impounded the bicycles. They took those bicycles away from the people who were trying to get onto the Bay Bridge and block traffic. You know, think about it for a second. You talk about all the trouble you have with TSA and everything, how you have to get to the airport now hours early. You know, think about it. People were trying to maybe crossing that Bay Bridge, trying to make their flights. If these imbeciles had succeeded, there would have probably been, you know, chaos trying to get to the airport. It's just aggravating to see this sort of thing. Guys, a little pro tip for you. Nobody really cares about the point you're trying to make, and you're not going to sway anybody. In fact, you might have made a few enemies. That's going to wrap it up for today's News at Noon. I'm Greg Neft, along with Jerry Evans. A full afternoon of news and talk coming your way right here on FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3. So glad that you joined us, and we hope that you'll continue to join us. Again, I'm Greg Neft. Fox News is next as we cover the nation and the world. Have a great afternoon, everyone. See ya.
First with Fox, first on FM.
99.1 KKFT, Gardnerville, Reno, Sparks, Carson City. A service of the Evans Broadcast.